Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Lesson 21.
Dajahao, Huan Ying Lai Dao Coffee Break Chinese, Washer Ma Ke.
Dajahao, Washer Crystal, Huan Ying Lai Dao Coffee Break Chinese.
Heng Gao Xing He Daja Yi Chi Shue Si Zhong Wen.
Heng Hao.
Okay, well, we're back. It's lesson 21. It's the first lesson in the second half of Coffee Break Chinese. We're delighted to be here. And, well, my question today for you, Crystal, is, of course,
今天我们学习天气.
Now, we know 天, which is something to do with day or sky. So what is 天气?
Weather.
The weather. Okay, a very useful topic for making conversation. If you've got started talking to someone, you can always say, oh, it's lovely weather today, or perhaps it's a little too smoggy today, and so on. It's always a good thing to start a topic of conversation. Now, this is the first lesson in the second group of lessons, the second batch of lessons from Season 1 of Coffee Break Chinese. And we have got some exciting lessons coming up.
Indeed. Mark, can you tell us a little bit what we're expecting in the next 20 lessons?
Well, in addition to talking about the weather, we're also going to be talking about parts of the body and things that might go wrong if you're traveling, things like illnesses and upset stomachs and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We are going to be talking a little bit about likes and dislikes, learning how to see what you like doing, what you don't like doing. We'll also be talking a little more, learning a little more to talk about ourselves. So introducing yourself, talking about your job, talking about the kind of things you do, perhaps why you're visiting China if you happen to be traveling. And funny I should mention that, because we have some exciting news. We have decided that at the end of lesson 30, I am actually going to head to China to put into practice some of what I've learned. I'm going to be visiting a friend in China, and then we're going to record some conversations, and I'll bring all the conversations back and we'll discuss them with you, Crystal.
太棒了.
I'm really excited about the prospect of visiting China and of putting my Chinese into practice. But for now, let's continue with today's lesson about 天气.
好.
So, 准备好了吗?
好了,开始吧.
Okay, Crystal, we've already introduced that first word, the weather. Can we hear it again, please?
天气.
Now, even though this is lesson 21, there are still lots of new phrases that we're going to be learning, and we're going to definitely try to make sure that we leave a space for our listeners and me to repeat the words after Crystal says them. So let's hear it one more time.
天气.
天气. Okay, now the 天 part there is the same word as day and sky. What is the 气?
气 means air.
Okay, so the air in the sky gives us an indication of what the weather is like. Good. So I suppose the next natural question would be, how do we say, what is the weather like today?
Mm-hmm. 今天天气怎么样?
Oh, right, we've come across 怎么样 before. That's like how.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how is the weather today? 今天天气怎么样? Let's hear it one more time.
今天天气怎么样?
今天天气怎么样?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I suppose when we're talking about this, in fact, when we've done this lesson in all of our other languages, the thing that comes to mind as well, if you just open the window or open the curtains, you might see what the weather's like. But it's useful to be able to ask this question, because of course if we're asking 今天, then we could also be asking what's the weather like tomorrow.
明天.
明天. 明天天气怎么样?
对.
So what would the weather be like tomorrow? What's the weather going to be doing tomorrow?
Mm.
Let's see it one more time.
明天天气怎么样?
明天天气怎么样、
mm-hmm.
And just while we're at it, I was talking about this before we started this lesson, and Crystal shared the wonderful news, of course, that there, we don't need to worry about tenses or anything like that. Anyone who's learned any other languages and thinking about talking about tomorrow's weather, you might need a future tense. Of course, you don't need that future tense in Chinese. So when we learn these phrases that we're about to learn about, it's hot, it's warm, it's cold, and so on, these can also mean it will be hot, or indeed, it was hot. Fantastic stuff. So let's go through some of the words and phrases that we might need to talk about the weather. Let's begin with something very likely, perhaps, for China. It is hot.
热.
热. Okay, so just one word for hot, 热.
对.
And would that normally be combined with 很?
Yeah, when you speak, normally you say it's 很热.
And that doesn't necessarily mean it's very hot.
Yeah.
It's just a kind of combination of words that is used together to make the statement, it is hot.
Mm-hmm.
So hot. What about is quite hot?
You use 挺.
挺.
挺热.
挺热.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need to say it is. We don't need to say 是 or anything like that.
No.
挺热.
Mm-hmm.
挺热. Okay. And if it's very hot, if we want to really emphasize the fact that it's very hot today, we would say...
Then you can use 非常热.
Okay, just like 非常好.
Right.
So 非常热.
Right.
So it's very hot. And again, we don't need to say it is very hot. We just say 非常热.
Right.
Good. So far, so good. We've got hot. What about cold?
冷.
冷. So that's a third tone there.
Mm.
So can I guess then that it is cold, just to make the statement, we could say 很冷,
对.
很冷. And it's quite cold, 挺冷.
对.
So two third tones. So I suppose we make that the 你好, 挺冷.
So the first third tone changes to a second tone.
Let's hear it.
挺冷.
挺冷.
Instead of 挺冷.
Okay, let's hear it one more time.
挺冷.
挺冷. And it is very cold. It's extremely cold. Would that be 非常冷?
对. 非常冷.
非常冷. Crystal, I think we've covered this before, but what would the word be if we wanted to say it's too cold?
太.
Of course. 太冷.
Mm.
So it's too cold or it's too hot?
太热.
太热. Mm. Okay, it all makes sense. What other kind of weather words and phrases should we learn?
You could learn it's sunny.
Mm-hmm.
晴.
晴.
Mm.
Okay, that sounds like... lots of other words that we've learned before. 晴, that's second tone.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's sunny. And what about it's cloudy?
多云.
多云.
多 means a lot.
Uh-huh.
云 means cloud. Lots of clouds.
Okay, 多云.
Mm-hmm.
Is that got anything to do with 多少钱?
Yeah, same 多. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you could also use 阴. 阴 means not sunny, cloudy.
Right, so we've got 晴 and 阴.
Yeah.
Right, so let's go through this because this is getting a little bit complicated. It's sunny.
晴.
It's not sunny.
阴.
It's cloudy.
多云.
Okay, so we had 晴, 阴, and 多云. Okay, let's take this a little further. Learn some more vocabulary. How would we say it's foggy?
Foggy, fog means 雾. But when we say foggy, we say 有雾, has fog.
So, right, okay, so we are having a situation of fog. 有雾. We have fog. 有雾. Okay, now I'm thinking about something else, really, as I've been doing some research before my trip to China. I think a possible weather condition maybe it's smoggy.
Yeah. In Chinese, 雾霾.
雾霾. So that's the same 雾 as fog.
Yeah.
And the 霾 part there?
霾 is haze.
Haze. Okay. Mm-hmm. So a foggy haze.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably linked to pollution.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So 雾霾. It's smoggy. Now, something that might chase away the smog or the fog would be wind.
Wind is feng.
Feng.
Yeah, so when we say windy, we say yo feng.
So like saying we have wind, yo feng. Perhaps we should clarify that that is meaning that it's windy as opposed to anyone having wind themselves. That's perhaps for a future lesson. Indeed, we're talking about body parts next time, so perhaps we'll leave it for then.
Yeah.
Okay, so yo feng, it is windy, we have wind. And then we also had yo wu, we have fog, or it is foggy. Okay, any other things that we should think about?
Well, you could say it's raining.
Uh-huh.
Ring is yu, so raining, you could say yo yu.
Yo yu. Okay, so yu being rain, yo yu.
Has ring.
I think the experience that I've read about in China is that the rain can really be pretty heavy.
Yes, the weather forecast will give you the level of different rings. For example, heavy rain.
Yeah.
You say da yu.
It's like big rain, yeah?
Yeah, big rain.
Da yu.
When it's not so heavy, middle ring, 中雨.
Okay, 中雨. Can I guess what light rain would be? Would that be little rain? 小雨.
Sorry, 小雨.
小雨. So it's a third tone that becomes a second tone. 小雨.
Yeah. Also, when you say 有雨, meaning has rain, but you could also say 下雨. 下. Is a verb for falling down.
Okay, so the rain is falling. It is raining,
yeah. It is raining.
So, 下雨, 下雨. Okay, I think we need to go through these again because there's lots of new vocabulary here and it's useful to repeat all of these words. Let's go through them again and we'll start with, actually, let's just start with, it is sunny.
晴.
晴. It's not sunny.
阴.
阴. It's cloudy.
多云.
多云. It is foggy.
有雾.
有雾. It is smoggy.
雾霾.
雾霾. It is windy.
有风.
有风. Then we learned the word for rain.
雨.
雨. And then it is raining or it's falling rain.
有雨 or 下雨.
So two options there. We have rain or it's falling rain. 有雨, 下雨. And then we talked about different types of rain. So heavy rain or big rain.
大雨.
大雨. Middly rain.
中雨.
中雨. And then light rain or drizzle.
小雨.
小雨. Okay, two other weather types before we break, and one of them would be snow, because it will snow in some parts of China.
Snow, 雪. So, snowing, you could say 下雪, falling down snow.
Okay.
Or 有雪, has snow.
Right, so let's the basic word is 雪, third tone. 雪, so we had 下雪.
下雪.
And also 有雪, no.
有雪.
有雪. Can we have heavy snow and light snow and so on?
It's exactly the same as the 雨.
Let me see
levels.
If I can guess these. Okay, so heavy snow would be 大雪.
对.
And then middle type of snow, 中雪.
对.
And then light snow, 小雪.
对.
Which sounds to me very like the word for primary school.
Indeed, indeed. 中雪, if you just listen to it, sounds like middle school. 小雪 sounds like primary school.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Chinese characters are different.
Are different. So it is snowing heavily at the university would be?
大雪,正下大雪.
Okay, too complicated for now. Okay, let's take a little break here and then we'll come back and put this vocabulary into practice. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, just in the break there, I was talking to Crystal and we were looking at the idea of giving negatives. And you were talking about, well, we were talking about it being sunny and that's qing. Mm. But you said that you can't really say it is not sunny because there's you wouldn't say, for example, bu qing. You would say it's not sunny using that other word.
Yeah, we use ying.
Ying. But are there situations when we can use bu?
Yeah, like can say it's not warm or mm-hmm. it's not cold. So not warm, 不热. Not cold, 不冷.
So, and that's a good example of the 不 changing, isn't it? So you had 不热, it's not hot, mm-hmm. Because that's a second tone into a fourth tone, 不热. But when you're using 冷, which is the third tone, then the 不 stays as a fourth tone. 不冷. Good stuff. Now, we've also talked about what the weather is like today. Let's hear that.
今天天气怎么样?
Okay, and we can therefore add, what will the weather be like tomorrow?
明天天气怎么样?
Good. Now, as I said earlier, the wonderful thing is that when we're talking about tomorrow's weather, we can just use the same constructions. We don't need to change verbs or anything like that. So how would we say then, tomorrow it will be hot?
明天很热.
Very straightforward. 明天很热. And tomorrow it will be extremely cold.
明天非常冷.
Okay. 明天非常冷. And can we add in times of the day? For example, in the morning, it will be raining.
Mm. 早上下雨.
早上下雨. And what about in the afternoon, it will be very foggy.
下午大雾.
Ah, okay, so we can use big fog. Mm. 大雾.
Yeah.
下午. Da, wu. Mm-hmm. So that's fourth tones each word, da and wu. Okay. Right. Let's put this into practice because the most likely scenario is that we are going to be listening to a weather forecast, perhaps on the television or on the radio, and we need to pick up certain words. Mm. We need to pick up the weather conditions, but perhaps we also need to pick up temperatures.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember that in China, you would be using Celsius or centigrade,
yeah,
not Fahrenheit. So you'd be talking about, for example, 28, which is the equivalent of 82.
Mm.
And 28 is a very pleasant afternoon, I would guess.
Indeed.
But it's likely to be more than that, yeah?
At the moment, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Well, when recording this, certainly it's hotter than that in Beijing. So let's think about how we would give the temperature. How would we say in Beijing, it's 30 degrees.
Centigrade in Chinese is 摄氏度, but we just say 度.
度.
Yeah. Okay. If you say Fahrenheit, it's 华氏度, but we don't use it in China. Okay. So when we say 度, it's centigrade.
Right. And that's kind of like saying the degrees part. Yeah. So 度. So would 30 degrees be 三十度?
对.
Okay. So how do we say then it is 30 degrees in Beijing?
You just say 北京三十度.
Okay, it's nice and straightforward. Mm-hmm. So Beijing 30 degrees. Beijing 30°. Right. Let's hear then a full weather forecast for Beijing.
Beijing 炎热30度.
We've not covered 炎热.
We have covered 热.
That's hot, yeah.
So 炎热 means really hot.
Ah, so it's very hot indeed.
Really, really hot.
Uh-huh. 炎热. So Beijing 炎热30度. Mm. So very hot in Beijing, 30 degrees. What else might we have? You know, there's one word we've not mentioned, actually. Mm. I'm just thinking about, again, what I've been reading before my trip. And I think there's a high likelihood of humidity.
Mm.
How do you say it's humid?
潮湿.
潮湿. 潮湿. So could we say Shanghai, 潮湿,
mm-hmm.
just Shanghai, in Shanghai it's humid.
Yeah.
So give us a full weather forecast then for Shanghai.
Shanghai, 炎热潮湿, 32度.
Let's hear that one again.
Shanghai, 炎热潮湿, 32度.
I think you're saying here that in Shanghai it's very hot again, and it's humid, and it's 32 degrees.
对.
Starting to get a little bit unpleasant, I think. Mm. okay, what about in Guangzhou? It's raining.
广州有雨.
Let's hear it again.
广州有雨.
That's nice and straightforward. 广州有雨.
Alternatively, they just say 广州雨.
So in Guangzhou, rain?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try a little more practice. We're going to listen to Crystal giving a weather forecast. What's the word for weather forecast?
天气预报.
天气预报.
Mm.
Okay, so that's the weather forecast. So tomorrow's weather forecast, do we have a D in there?
You could do, but we don't say it. We just say 明天. 天气预报.明天天气预报.
Okay, so we're going to listen to tomorrow's weather forecast for three different cities, and Crystal is going to just read this as if she was a television presenter here. So take it away.
晚上好, 下面是明天的天气预报. 大连, 晴, 25度. 昆明, 多云, 15度. 北京, 大雨28度, 晚安.
Okay, so there you introduced this with a good evening, and then did you see, is like saying coming up next, we've
yes.
got to tomorrow's weather forecast. So
yeah.
What was the word you used?
下面, next.
Next, 下面. Okay, and then you gave us three cities, we've got weather forecast and temperatures, and then did you say good night at the end?
晚安.
Okay, let's hear it one more time, perhaps you could slow it down a little this time for us.
晚上好, 下面是明天的天气预报. 大连, 晴, 25度. 昆明, 多云, 15度. 北京, 大雨, 28度. 晚安.
Okay, so let's see what you said. I think you said that in Dalian it was going to be sunny.
Mm-hmm.
And then you gave us a temperature, 25. So 25 degrees in Dalian. And then you mentioned Kunming.
Mm-hmm.
And you said Duoyun.
Yeah.
So is that fog?
Yun is cloud.
Cloud is cloudy. Okay, yeah. So lots of cloud.
Yeah.
Then I think you said 15 degrees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then finally in Beijing, Dayu, it's going to be lots of rain, very rainy. And then you said 28. 度.
对.
So is that 28 degrees?
对.
Good stuff. Right, just before we finish, we've got time for a little conversation. Now, this is the kind of conversation that you may find yourself having in a hotel, perhaps chatting to the concierge about your plans. And what's happening here is I am going to be wanting to go to the Great Wall tomorrow. Let's hear what happens in this conversation. 你好。
你好。
明天我想去长城。请问明天天气怎么样？
啊，明天大雨，今天晴。你今天可以去长城吗？
可以，明天我去博物馆。
好主意。
Right, now there's a new phrase at the end there, and that was 好主意。
好 means good. 主意 means idea.
Okay, so it's a good idea, whatever I suggested here. Let's listen again. 你好。
你好。
明天我想去长城。请问明天天气怎么样？
啊，明天大雨，今天晴。你今天可以去长城吗？
可以，明天我去博物馆。
好主意。
Okay, so did you work out what's happening here? I said that tomorrow I want to go to the Great Wall, and then I ask what the weather forecast is going to be like for tomorrow. 明天天气怎么样？And Crystal, or the concierge in the hotel, answered,
明天大雨。
So tomorrow it's going to be big rain, heavy rain.
今天晴。
However, today is sunny.
你今天可以去长城吗？
So can you go to the Great Wall today? Asking the question, you today can go Great Wall? Question mark. And I said, 可以, I can.明天我去博物馆。I've decided that tomorrow, when it's 大雨, I'm going to go to the 博物馆, the museum, instead. And that was, of course, the 好主意, the good idea. Okay, that's where we're going to leave this lesson of Coffee Break Chinese. Okay, coming up in the bonus lesson this time, we have got some more vocabulary, some bonus vocabulary. We're going to be talking about seasons and also doing some more practice with some translations based on what we've been learning this lesson. There's also, of course, the lesson notes and the video version where you'll see all the Chinese characters and the pinyin. And I think the Chinese characters for weather are particularly interesting. That is all to be found at coffeebreakchinese.com.
This time, we have a question for you. 你住的地方今天天气怎么样? Can you work out what that means? It may help if I explain that 地方 is place. So, I'm asking the place you live, how is the weather today?Please post your answer on our website or on our Facebook page.
And of course, you can just look for Lesson 21, Season 1 of Coffee Break Chinese, either on Facebook or on our website. We look forward to finding out what the weather is like where you live. That's it for now. Once again, thank you very much. 谢谢,再见。
再见。
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.